even just the very fact of starting out with that dream at the age of 18 and coming to a place where all of a sudden this is what's so important about being clear about, you know, your self-expression, even if you've no idea how it's going to pan out. And even if you have to go through quite a few relationships or adventures or money things to get there, it's that for me, it was my North Star.
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
Hello, Queen. So looking forward to being with you today and this incredible guest I got coming your way. Oh my goodness. Jenny Parker Brown is the founder of the highly acclaimed House of Preeminence magazine, which I am very honored to grace the cover of for the May 2021 issue. She's a visionary, and I love this word she comes up with, multi-potentialite, right? We're so filled with multi-potentials. Her careers range from fashion retailing, the performing arts. She was a fitness instructor. She did equestrian cabaret. I mean, she was an award-winning chef, published author. I mean, this woman is just living her life to the fullest. And she has got this incredible, incredible body of work called the Trinity Code. So I am so excited to introduce you to her. If you don't know her work already, I'm so excited for you to dive into today's podcast, where we just go all things next level, new era, wrapping up the old and on with the new. And I think we could all use a lot of new and freshness in our lives. So enjoy this interview.
Oh, Jenny, what a joy it is to have you on the Divine Living Podcast today. I know everyone listening is going to be so touched, so blessed, so inspired, and so opened up. So thank you for taking the time to be here with us today.
I'm so excited. I have a beautiful story to share that I think that people are really going to, I think people need some inspiring stories right now, Gina, in this crazy, crazy world.
Yes, yes. So I want to really just showcase you and have people get to know you before we even dive in deep. So for everyone listening, Jenny is a relatively new friend of mine. And as soon as we got connected, it was just instant sparks, like instant, like we could have just like talked for days. And what Jenny, her past, her history, her life, like it's all so fun and interesting. So Jenny, why don't I just like jump in here and we'll kind of like give everyone like a little preview of what I got recently. But let's talk a little bit about your past, your background, and your journey before we get up to the juiciness of your existence of today.
Okay, thank you. Well, I was the girl that when they said it's time to grow up now and do something sensible and get a job and, you know, to start your life, I was like, whoa, what does that mean? and I was like, I don't even know what that means. Just like, and even though my parents, who were very successful real estate agents and comfortable life, good education, everything, nevertheless, at the age of 18, I said, I want to do something with horses or with art. And they went, no, you won't. You'll go and get a job like everybody else. And promptly drove me 300 miles and dropped me off with my suitcase. So cut a very long story short, because I've got so many adventures in my life. Mm-hmm. That actually quite traumatized me, Gina. And it took me into my late 30s to actually come back to saying, no, I want to pursue who I truly am, what my dreams are. Mm-hmm. And that was, you know, it's not a dream that everybody has, is horses and art. Mm-hmm. So I followed my heart, and that became a pattern of following my heart. It was just listening to my heart without reason. And that brought me to France when I was 30. So over 30 years ago. And as soon as I came to France, I knew that it was my soul land. It was where I was meant to be. I brought my young daughter with me, who was 10 or 11 at the time, my eldest daughter, and we settled in. And then I actually, I was really good. I've always been really, really good at fulfilling dreams and absolutely dreadful with relationships. And for some reason, the next relationship hurdle that I went through always kind of catapulted me to the next big dream, which was so bizarre. So mm-hmm. every time I went into a dysfunctional relationship, and I've been married and divorced 4 times.
I didn't know that. Well, relationships are teachers.
And, you
know,
they are, yes. And three of those were alcoholics, and three of them went bankrupt. So it was extremely lively. However, I think what it did was it rooted in me this desire for my self-expression and you know, to find out who I was and what I wanted to do. So with the courage of my convictions, when I came to France, I realized that art and horses was a thing. It was an entity. And I had this dream of dancing with horses. So I started to pursue that. I started to train myself in haute-école with a horse. I'd actually always had horses. And mm-hmm. and I realized that this whole world of equestrian cabaret actually existed. And I was
equestrian cabaret.
Equestrian cabaret. Ah!
Yeah. All right. I want to pause here for a moment because you're dropping such truth bombs. I want to make sure everyone's tracking. Okay. So really quickly, for those of you who've read my book, I write about how everyone falls in one of three schools. You fall in the school of health, the school of love, or the school of money. And so Jenny's really beautifully articulating. She is in the school of love. I'm, as I've discussed, in the school of money. So just track wherever you're at and whatever school you're in, as we journey through this. And what I want to set up here for everyone listening is everyone's reconsidering their life right now. Everyone's wondering, like, who am I? What is it that I want to do? And if you start to listen to your desires, most of us women have been programmed like, well, that's crazy. And Jenny is talking about equestrian cabaret. Keep going, Jenny.
Okay, so because I come to France and I saw that this was not just a possibility, but people were actually earning money from it as well, I was like, I'm home. I'm home. And even just the very fact of starting out with that dream at the age of 18 and coming to a place where all of a sudden, you know, this is what's so important about being clear about you know, your self-expression, even if you've no idea how it's going to pan out. And even if you have to go through quite a few relationships or adventures or money things to get there, mm-hmm. it's that for me, Gina, and we'll talk about that a little bit in a little bit. It's the North Star. It was my North Star at the time. So I trained up to.
I got a question for you on that. So
yep.
You knew in your heart of hearts, horse is an art. You go and you discover, you keep following those, you know, the fairy dust of that. You discover equestrian cabaret. And you're calling it the North Star. Did you have that much confidence at the time? Or was it like, I really hope that there's something to this?
I just lived from complete conviction. I didn't ask any questions.
So you knew there was something to it?
Yep.
Okay. Keep going.
So, and even though I didn't have the vocabulary of manifestation at that time, mm-hmm. I kind of lived it naturally. It was natural to me mm-hmm. to keep stepping into the bigger picture all the time, the one that excited me and that fulfilled me. So after quite a few years, I actually got invited into a circus and actually performed an equestrian cabaret for the first time with my gorgeous little white horse.
Oh.
Polisso, who's from the Camargue, you know where the Camargue is in the south of France, in Provence. He's actually still alive. He's still outside my window in the meadow, but he's retired now.
Mm.
And I'm very proud to say that I am probably the only person in the world who has danced with a white horse to the music of Dire Straits. So, so this is how attached I am to dreams and other people's dreams now, because this is what I help other people to do. So then I got invited into a professional troupe, and there was one magical day, which was really a catalyst for everything that's happened in my life since then, since that day. We were down on the Côte d'Azur, which you also know, in this gorgeous arena under a Mediterranean sky. with cicadas, you know, just warm, still, beautiful arena filled with people. And the day of this particular show, the chef of the troupe, the head of the troupe, a lady called Danny, her horse got injured. And she said to me on that day, "Jenny, you're going to take my place." And I said, "Well, I can't possibly. I don't know your choreography. I'm not good enough. Whoa, mm-hmm. I'm not good enough." She said, "You have to. You have to do this." So, again, because of cutting an extremely long story short, I performed that night in place of Danny with Poliso, with my horse. And we did two numbers. We did this, did one number where my reins were attached to my waist. I was dressed like a very glamorous vampire. And I had these like 6 foot long wings and I was cantering around this arena. It was so beautiful, so magical. And then I did this other number when I actually, because I taught my horse to dance with me, like with body language. Mm. And I was actually dressed for that number in one of my old wedding dresses, just like, I know, it's one of my old wedding dresses. And then at the end of that number, I was already on cloud nine. I mean, I was already in such a state of exhilaration. And at the end of that number, there was a trapeze artist who was sat on my horse. Danny opened up this wooden chest and 12 white doves flew out. They flew around the arena and they settled on my horse, who did not move a centimeter. Oh. And at that moment, I had such an epiphany, such a moment of grace. Mm. It was unbelievable. And I knew that I had divine connection, call it what you will. It was, mm-hmm. it was a moment of grace. And I was just enchanted. And then afterwards, I said to myself, how can I recreate that? And then if I look back to my life had been six years earlier when I just had my second child at the age of 40 in another dysfunctional relationship. And I'd actually wanted to commit suicide. Mm-hmm. I gave myself the quest, how can a human being go from so unhappy and so, you know, not in their life to one where they are perfectly aligned with their highest self, their highest life, everything. What is it? What is it? Mm-hmm. And because I asked the universe that question, the universe answered me. So I set off on a quest of learning everything there was to know about fulfillment, about personal development, about dreams, about manifesting, about business, about everything, as much as I could. And fast forward to 2017, I was invited into a branding TV reality show, which took place actually in Florida. And I was a candidate on the first year. The second year, I came back as an expert, as a stylist and mindset expert. And Ali, the producer, said to me, she said, "What's your work, Jenny?" And I explained about the Trinity Code, about the epiphany and about my work and everything. And she said, "Well, it's nice. You're like, it's woo, but it doesn't sound world class. You're going to have to find something world class about it." So I said, "Okay, well, I went, and I decided to research, and I researched by simply starting with a Venn diagram. A Venn diagram is everybody knows is familiar with a Venn diagram. It's used for so many to give examples of so many things, and I started there. And what I
explain it just in case somebody listening doesn't know.
Okay, so a Venn diagram is three circles that all overlap, whereby you've got like common areas and then you've got a middle common area, because it's often used to find commonality. It's used in marketing. It's used in so many areas. It's just three simple overlapping circles. Mm-hmm. So I looked at this diagram and there was something about the form and the way that it was three that was intriguing me. So I did 3 to 6 months of hard research. And I found out that this simple little diagram was actually the heart of sacred geometry and a pattern of the beginning of creation. And that the power of three and the rule of three was everywhere, in every religion, in architecture, in DNA, in language. There is nowhere that the power of three and the rule of three is not. And I researched into pyramids and triangles and came into Pythagoras, who took the power of the triangle and made mathematics out of it. And then it was science. And then Nikola Tesla, the famous inventor who was obsessed with 3, 6, and 9, he has some fantastic explanations of how 3, 6, and 9 are the fundamental pattern of the universe. So why is this important? Why is this important?
Yes, thank you for doing the research for us, Jenny.
I am a geek. I'm a real, like, if I want to find out something, I'm an absolute geek. So once I'd started to get into that and I'd realized I was really onto something, then I thought, well, what does this mean? What does this mean and how can people apply it? I went on to Amazon. I found that, I thought, I wonder if anybody else has found this. And I found a writer called Larry Flaxman, a screenwriter who'd written a book called The Trinity Secret. And The Trinity Secret, he'd done all the heavy lifting for me. He'd found out everything that I'd found out. And I thought, I'm not making this up. I'm not making this up. This is real. And he ended his book with an explanation of how the Trinity is the power of manifestation, how it is the process of manifestation. And I was like, bingo, I've got it. You know, it's been a big rabbit hole, but I asked that question and I've suddenly found it. However, Larry Flaxman didn't go anywhere with it. He didn't say, right, this is how you can learn how to do this. So I was like, okay, I'm going to do this. I am going to take what I know about the power of three, the rule of three, and this Trinity and the work of the Trinity and what I understand about manifesting and bringing dreams into reality, which is my passion. And I'm going to make it into a tool that I can teach to other people so other people can reach this epiphany and this state of grace and that they too can have a North Star. And that is exactly what I've done. So that is how the Trinity Code came into being.
Oh, so how do you, I mean, I know that you work with people on this, but for the sake of the podcast, how do people use the Trinity Code to manifest their big dreams?
Because it allows you to articulate who you truly are. And for me, especially in business and marketing, the declaration of who you truly are comes even before your why or your value. So I reverse engineer, like I use this as a form of kind of branding or life purpose, but it is so that you can articulate who you truly are before you actually talk about your calling, your why, you know, your mission, your legacy, your vision, all of that, which most people start with. So that is a very, very powerful place to be because, as we know about affirmations, this is how you actually call your desired reality into being. So that's how powerful it is. So I take people to that point where they can articulate who they truly are in their essence, in their absolute essence. Then we build on it their why, their calling, the legacy work, whatever they want to do with it. Then, only then do we work out what that looks like as a business model or a service or an offer, and then how you're going to do it. So it's like reverse engineering in the same way as the code itself, the three, is the underlying pattern of all creation. So it is actually incredible, incredibly practical, Gina. It's
yes.
So practical.
Well, you know, it's like listening to you and being in this vortex and this conversation, it's like I can feel my whole soul just expand into relief. Like, I can just feel this, like, of course. And it's so easy, I think, for women like us to switch back into the feminine because it's our natural nature. When, you know, for the past 15 years, when I've done the business coaching and all the seminars I've gone to, like, everybody is so obsessed with the exact opposite. What can I sell? What will people buy? Who are my ideal clients? Like, completely leaving the source and the authentic expression of who you are out. And in the work that I've done, I always did start with, and it was like, but it took like prying to get even women. I would be like, no, start with your desires, start with your spiritual connection. Like, what are you doing when you lose track of time? And people are like, no, but what will people buy? You know, and it's just such a relief to see role models and mentors like you out in the world as we usher in this new paradigm. To get the old ways, they didn't work that well. When they did work, they were exhausting. And now there's just there's such a better way. And it's not even a new way. It's an ancient way.
It's as ancient as the universe, and it is as solid as a rock. And it's been proven. It's proven in quantum science. It's absolutely scientifically based. And what it is this beautiful world, this bridge between science and spirituality, you know.
Yes.
You know, and this for me is certainly where the magazine is, certainly where all my experts and my contributors mm-hmm. are, who know that we live between these worlds, but that everything still comes. It, you know, that the expression "so within, so without" didn't go the other way around. It didn't say it didn't start with "so without, then within."
Uh-huh.
So within, so without. It has to come from desire. And I think desire is definitely divine.
Yes, yes, yes. So like that's what I've been so much of what, and we're going to talk about the magazine in just a moment, but so much of what I've been leaning into more deeply. I think I started my business with the faith and the belief that you could create wealth based on feminine principles. And so I thought I always led with desire. And I would say, you know, probably looking back, a more accurate reflection was a 50-50. Like I would start with desire and lead with it. But I sure counted on what I could do and make happen and the masculine as well. So I think that I really functioned in that. And more recently, I've really been dropping into more of the unknown, or dropping into the desire, which has seemed more impossible, more of the unknown than ever. So there's like nothing I can do with it except for trust, believe, follow the stardust. And yeah, but it feels so much more peaceful and so much more light. So how did you use the Trinity Code to create your magazine, House of Preeminence? And let's tell everyone about that.
Thank you. Well, I've taught the Trinity Code to dozens and dozens of people with the most incredible life-changing results, except it wasn't sitting well with me teaching it in that way mm-hmm. because I don't identify as myself as a coach or a consultant. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't sitting well with me. So a couple of years ago when my mum passed away, I just sat with this feeling for a few months. And then I thought, well, what if I just embody the wisdom of the Trinity Code? And I don't actually go out there and kind of make it into anything or make it into a program or anything or market it. If I just keep diving deeper into the wisdom itself, and which is what I decided to do. So because I know the process of saying this is who I am, almost the day that I said that, and I said I'm going to bring the magazine back, because I'd had a magazine already, and that I was getting all these, you know, this intuition and these signs and these voices to bring the magazine back. I went, okay, it's time the magazine came back. And the second that I did that, magic happened. Doors opened. Mm-hmm. Everything happens. And this is what you said a couple of minutes ago, is if you are committed to your desire and the expression of yourself, even if you don't know the how, the what it looks like, but that you will not let that go, then it will stay with you and it will show you the way. That is the magic of living, Gina. For me, mm-hmm. I don't know how to live any other way. If I have a day that's not like that, I'm unhappy. Or bored, mm-hmm. you know.
Looking more for the realm of the miraculous. And, you know, the good part about the other thing that we've taught, like, you know, thoughts grow stronger as they are shared. And when you're looking more for something, you're going to start seeing more of it. We know that if you want to go buy a car and you're thinking about a particular car, if that's the only car, then you start seeing on the road when you never even saw that car before. And I've found it with this adventure of the miraculous process too. If we as women or as humans start to really believe in these desires and not call ourselves crazy and not cut ourselves off because we don't know how it could happen, or worse, just straight up declare it could never happen. What I've found with what I've been leaning into is because I don't know the hows, but I'm choosing to stay in the faith of the manifestation of the desire, I wake up every day asking to be shown. Like, I literally wake up every day looking to be dazzled by God. Like, show me another clue, another sign, another inkling, another phrase, song, step, book, like anything that is going to move me closer in that direction. And every single day it's showing up in the most non-linear, non-masculine, non-concrete, non-logical ways that are still making perfect sense to my soul. So I just want to encourage anybody listening that, you know, this linear path that has been drilled into us that, like, you got to go to college and get the job and save for retirement and this is how you save for the down payment for the house. You know, like, you can do that route and you're going to be bored. You're going to be bored and or it's not even going to work, or you're going to end up with some job or career or business that doesn't dazzle you. And what Jenny is talking about is opening up to the unknown, because what I've been discovering, even our biggest dreams aren't even what the universe has in store for us. Like, it's so much bigger. It's so much better. It's so much more fantastic than what we can even consciously dream up right now. Absolutely. So we really want to encourage you to dream. So Jenny, talk to us about the magazine, the vision you have for it, and why you started it.
So the magazine was a comeback from a former magazine that I'd had 10 years ago. I decided to embody the wisdom of the Trinity Code. And because I've been working alongside coaches, consultants for the last 7 years or so, and I saw a mess, actually, just a mess. I saw burnout in, you know, on both sides. Mm-hmm. I thought, okay, I'm seeing, you know, I'm hearing the call of and the prophecy of the Dalai Lama that Western women can save the world. They need some help. They, you know, we need some help. We need somebody to have our back, because mm-hmm. We got some blinking work to do. Mm-hmm. We got some work to do out there. We know mm-hmm. it. Everybody is a light worker. They know it. So I created this magazine for change makers, for light workers, for coaches, for consultants, for startups, for any woman.
Artists.
Yeah, for artists, for women who want more than that route, that linear route. They want more. They know that they have incredible gifts to give to the world, and they know that they deserve great rewards and great fulfillment as well. So I'm bringing the best experts, very curated, very, very curated team, very small number of people who share this message, who share this wisdom, who have proven their success, who really can help it. And I've made it into this glorious luxury vibe, really desirable, mm-hmm. suite of business tools that can land on your desktop every single month, so that you go, okay, this is my month. This yes. is where I'm going. This is my support team. And it's called House of Preeminence. And preeminence is a beautiful word, which means you showing up as your highest self, having the most fun, doing everything that you really want, so that there are no regrets.
Yes, 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 yes. I love it so much. The past issues that you have done are not only stunning, exquisitely substantive. I always love your letters and speaking from the heart. Like the last one that I read that you wrote, like, I just, my soul just soaked it in. It quenched the thirst. It was like, yes, more of this, more of this. Of course, we'll have all the links in the show notes for how you can get a copy of House of Preeminence, get on the list, really just have even more of an experience of Jenny than you're getting here today. I feel very honored. Jenny asked me to be on the cover of the May issue. So you have that to look forward to. But there's so many other just exquisite experts in there that I just feel so blessed to be in the company of, with the whole just production of what you've put together. So it's just
the preeminent posse.
Yes, there we go. There we go. There we go. So Jenny, before we wrap up today, what message do you want to give people about moving into this post-pandemic world? As the world starts to open up, as people are rethinking status quo and reimagining their lives and really wondering what else could be possible for them, what advice do you have?
Well, it's the exercise at the very beginning of the Trinity Code. I actually told my bestie to go and do it the other day because she was also feeling this, is to go and make three lists and to write down everything that puts you in a state of bliss. And I mean really, really a state of bliss. Write down everything that causes you to feel uplifted, connected, everything. To write down everything that you are naturally good at, that you are innately good at. And it can be the simplest possible thing. It doesn't have to be anything to do with business at all, that you are really gifted at. And the third column, that you write down everything that you really stand for, that you care deeply about, even to the point of, you know, being feisty about, that you really, really care for. And you tune back in to those three life qualities, because each of those three life qualities is a portal to your soul life, to your soul experience. Mm. You know, and that's where I take people from. But that's the start. And it's so important to actually just remember and to reconnect with those qualities. Those qualities, they're natural to us. We are meant to be in this as a natural state of being, these soul qualities. So that is the first thing. Give yourself a retreat, a mini retreat, a bath, an afternoon off, a Sunday, lock yourself away, candles, incense, and really, really go and reconnect with what makes your soul, like, you know, that you're dialoguing with your soul.
Yes, yes, yes. It's any time that I have had almost the audacity to do something along the lines of what you just shared, Jenny, like just really dropped in without it needing to make sense, without needing to know the hows or how it's going to make money or how it's going to work out or any or when and all of that. What became so obvious is that these desires are that North Star. Like it's that they can in fact be trusted. And it's so sad that we and particularly women have been taught the exact opposite to be true, that we're only supposed to do that if there's enough time or money left over. You know, if you have like a few like scraps of minutes at the end of a night after you've done everything for everyone else, then you can go and look at like what you desire. But most women I talk to, they've gotten so disconnected from that. Like if I ask a woman what she wants, usually I just start to see tears drip down her face. Like no one's asked her that in 25 years. And in America, the statistics are that only 1 in 100 people even know what they want. One in 100 people. It's like we've gotten so disconnected. And I think because, you know, we do things because we, like you buy an info product on weight loss or whatever it is, only if you think it's going to work out. Like if you see your body type or if you have a belief that that particular system is going to work for you, otherwise you don't buy it. And I think this is what we've done with desires. Like we don't believe that trusting the desires is what's going to work out. We're trusting the practical and the probable, and it's going to take this amount of time and the Excel spreadsheets and the conversion rates. And anytime I've gone that route in business, I've never worked harder for less. And anytime I've done any morsel of what Jenny's talking about, I've had the most fun, made the most money, created the highest level of impact in the most uniquely expressive way for me possible. And that's what Jenny's inviting you into. I invite you to stay close to this woman. Jenny, where can people find you? We'll put all the links in the show notes as well.
Well, okay, House of Preeminence, just do yourself a favor, ladies, and make it a preeminent habit. And I'm hanging out mostly on Instagram, at House of Preeminence. That's my principal social media platform. But you can also just email me, jenny@jennyp.com, Jenny with an I, jenny-p.com, jenny@jenny-p.com. I love hearing from people. Okay. I'm viscerally attached to people's desires. I want people's desires as much as they want them. That it's part of my DNA.
So and you can call yourself a non-coach. I love seeing that passion. I love it. I love it. Love it. We'll have all of her links below. Definitely get the magazine. Stay close. Follow her on Instagram. Check out the May issue and all the other issues as well. And Jenny, thank you so much for being here and being such a light in the world and for what the new paradigm is that we're stepping into. We need so many more women in this conversation, and it's gorgeous to see you leading the way.
We do. We're linking arms.
Yes, yes, yes. All right, my loves. Well, go click on all the links below. And until next time.
Did you love the episode as much as I did? I hope so. I hope that you're feeling filled up and that all your dreams are possible and that you absolutely have what it takes to do this. And I am here for you. I'm here on your journey. And I just want to make sure that you are constantly supported with all things queen, high vibe, positivity, spiritual superpowers, and all the things. So if you have not already gotten in on the free companion course to my book, you know, my book is The Audacity to Be Queen, The Unapologetic Art of Dreaming Big and Manifesting Your Most Fabulous Life. You can get my book. I'll leave the link in the show notes. But I also have a free companion course. Whether or not you have get the book, this course is meant to just support you with really taking a look at who you are and how you can get to where you want to go. So you can check it out at divineliving.com/audacity, divineliving.com/audacity. That link will be in the show notes as well. Like I said, it's completely free. There's videos, there's workbooks, there's a Facebook group. So get in on this good free content, share the link with your friends, and enjoy. All right, my beautiful. I hope that you have loved this episode and it has been a blessing in your life. And if you could use a little extra love and support in sisterhood, I want to invite you to join me in my global community in the Audacity to Be Queen free companion course. This is completely free. And when you go to divineliving.com/audacity, you're going to get meditations, you're going to get videos, you're going to get workbooks, you're going to get Q&A call replays with me. It's just a whole bunch of positive programming completely for free. I want to make sure that you have this love in your life. So go get it now at divineliving.com/audacity.